possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass, which means the whole band is together again on a Tuesday as the Eagles arrive at training camp and the Phillies win a game in a way no one has in like 50 years. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you're in a position of power like the boss or something, be careful how you talk to your workers, the people that work for you, because it could have, you know, it could be bad. It could end up being bad.
Okay. Is this a spin-off the Coldplay thing, or is this something different?
Well, this is just, you know, the whole Jerry Jones thing.
Oh. You gotta be smoking something.
Yeah. The whole Dallas Cowboy thing, and, you know, the whole, you know, how you handle people that you're trying to, you know, sign at some point, yeah.
Oh, we'll get to Jerry. It's football season? When Parsons and Jerry and all that nonsense down in Dallas is happening. We'll get to that later on. Have some fun with them. The Eagles are reporting today. We'll be live at training camp tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And Hugh, the Phillies win last night.
Yay!
In a way that I've never seen. I mean, literally never seen a win like that. It's the first time since 1971 a team wins a game on a walk-off catcher's interference. This, you know what it reminded me of last time? Remember the game they won in, I think it was the middle of June against the Cubs with all the bunts in the extra innings?
Yeah, doing what they had to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy they won the game last night, and they pitched very well, and that included the bullpen last night, and Max Lazar coming in the 10th inning did a really nice job, and obviously Wheeler was spectacular, even though I didn't even think he was at his best last night. He still dominates. That's what he does. But Hugh, the offense last night, you know, they had 9 innings of 2 runs, and then they were literally gifted a run. So, look, it was a win. We'll take it. Mets also won last night, which is great that we keep first place. But bigger picture, Dave Dombrowski spoke before the game. And Hugh, you know, we've had a lot of discussions. I know we're finishing the Phillies every day at 12:30 and thinking about different players they could get. Yesterday, Mason Miller's name came up. Yesterday, Duran, the leadoff hitter for the Red Sox, hit a home run, and I was like, he would look good in this lineup. And over the weekend, you saw some of those Angels guys that would look good in the lineup. But to me, it comes down to this. You know, we've had Dave Dombrowski here for a good period of time. And Dave Dombrowski came with a resume. When Dave Dombrowski got to the Phillies, he was big move guy. That's what he was his entire career. Dave Dombrowski made big trades. He gave up prospects. He said, screw the future. I'm winning now. That's who Dave Dombrowski was his whole career, really, before the Phillies. And he's been different here. And I haven't loved it. And I'll tell you, as we are now, 9 days away from the trade deadline, July 31st, Hugh, I expect this time to be different. I believe Dave Dombrowski is going to make a big move because I just don't think he could let this slip away. And I think after years of saying, we couldn't figure it out. We couldn't make the big move. We tried. Hugh, I fully expect this to be the year Dave Dombrowski makes a big move. I'm not talking about Austin Hayes and Carlos Estevez or Rodolfo Castro and Michael Lorenzen. Those are not big moves. I believe the Phillies are going to make a big move. And that could be one of the closers, Clase or Duran. It could be the Duran we saw last night hit a home run. It could be, you know, But you know big when you hear big, right? Mason Miller will be big. I believe the Phillies are going to make a move that we're all like, wow, they went for it. Hugh, We've heard them talk a lot the last few weeks. We know what their MO is. Are you expecting a big move?
No. I'm not.
It was a long pause there.
Well, you don't know because
You let everyone down. The studio audience is here, and once again, you let them down.
Well, no, I'm not trying to let them down, but how many times have we been down this path? Like, seriously.
Well, so this would be the fourth straight year they're in contention at the deadline.
And every year we always hear pundits say, hey, Phillies are poised to make a big move.
And I buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Hey, who was it last year, Kyle, that didn't fit the clubhouse that we were talking about? Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, and he's been an all-star. Remember that? Yankees,
we were like, he doesn't fit.
He sure would be a good player on this team. Yeah.
And he went to the Yankees. And it just feels like it's a lot of lip service. And then when you hear some of the things that have been said the last couple of weeks, when you invoke names like Ruben Amaro Jr., and you talk about all the great moves that he made when he was here and how they didn't win the World Series, it just kind of sounds like, you know, you're trying to set people up for potentially, you know, what's not going to happen, in my opinion. So, no, I don't think so.
Let's hear that. So, what Hugh's referencing, so John Middleton spoke on Friday, and it was interesting the way he framed it, because he's almost saying, like, yeah, we could make a big move and still not win. And I agree with
you. Think about your future.
Yeah, the future. I want to win. This team's not young. Future. Let's try to win now while they're here and have this great starting pitching. Let's hear Middleton on Friday talking about, in their last contention window, you know, back in the 2007-2011, they did do this a lot, and it didn't always result in a championship.
If you go back to like 9, 10, and 11 for us, when Ruben was the general manager, he did an extraordinary job. You know, got Cliff Lee in 09 at the trade deadline, added Pedro shortly after that. After 09 season, in the offseason, he brought in Roy Halladay, extended him. Brought in Roy Oswalt in 10 at the trading deadline, re-signed Cliff, you know, after 10 during the offseason, brought in Hunter Pence. Every move he made, it was an A-plus move. And every player that he brought in performed at a very high level. And we still lost. You know, and not only did we not win the World Series, but we exited every year one round earlier than the year before. And then, so if you kind of empty the cupboard, you can do everything right and you still don't win. It's a bad call, it's a bad break, you know, a bad bounce of a ball. It's some guy who just gets ridiculously hot and on the other team and beat you. So those things, you have to take that, you have to weigh all that, because we're going to be playing baseball in 5 or 10 years from now, right?
Yeah.
And we want the fans to be excited about the team 5 or 10 years from now. And to do that, you can't just trade everybody.
Yeah, so I didn't love that when I heard it on Friday.
You know what that sounds like to me?
What's that?
The years that I wasn't here, what we call them, Adubo Herrera, the era, the Adubo Herrera era.
If we don't, we don't.
Well, yeah, that's what it kind of sounds like to me, because baseball was barren from what I remember being in Atlanta and just the feel of baseball in Philly.
Are you saying, like, it sounds to you like they don't want to go back to that?
Yes.
Now, I hear that too.
Yes.
Like they're afraid if we go all in here.
Yes.
6, 7 years from now, we go back to where
we
were in
because
the past.
It's you have to listen to what's being said. And maybe, I mean, to be fair to him, maybe it's all posturing because you want to, you know, put yourself in position not to get fleeced. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the case. But I think there's some truth to what you're saying. You know, and I think that when you listen to what he's saying, that there have been conversations about how we want to handle this moving forward. Now, I do believe the fact that Bryce looked like he's the Bryce of old and doing things that Bryce used to do that we're accustomed to him doing.
Mm-hmm.
That
he looked good again last night, too. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's one of those things where you look at that and it makes you feel better. But the truth of the matter is, you need another bat. You need another bat.
I mean, they went 9 innings and scored 2 runs.
Yeah.
And the guy that pitched last night, Walker Buehler's had a nice career.
Buehler.
But he's not pitched well. I think his ERA this year was over 6. And he shut them down last night. They clearly need another bat. They clearly need another relief pitcher. And Hugh, you bring up a very fair point. Middleton saying that does almost throw cold water on the idea they're going to make a big move. But I go back to Dombrowski.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And his MO has always been to make big moves. And I just, like, Dave's not getting any younger. I don't know how many more years he's going to do this. This team's not getting any younger. If it's not now, then I say when. Are they ever going to make a big move? I think they've built the farm system up enough that they could subtract a few of these guys and still not have a bad farm system. It's time to do it now. The National League doesn't have one great team. I mean, look, the Brewers now have the best record. I mean, a month and a half ago, we were talking about taking players from them with the Rhys Hoskins thing. They've been red hot. I just feel like it's now or never for Dave Dombrowski. And I heard this last week. Jason Stark on the Foul Territory podcast. Listen to what he said about what he's heard about Dombrowski and what might be happening here.
I think he has this sense about his team that with the right move or moves, they can win the World Series, that everybody else is beatable, their team too, but they have that team that nobody wants to play because of their pitching, right? And I ran into a guy in Atlanta who has talked to Dave, and he said he thinks Dave is geared up to do something huge. He's got his prospect chips ready to go.
That's all I needed to hear. I believe it. Now, look, I might be disappointed in 9 days, and I'll be really mad in 9 days from now, 10 days from now, if they don't do anything huge. But I believe they're going to. 215-592-9494. I think we've reached that inflection point where they can't wait any longer. They've built the farm system up enough. This team's not getting any younger. This is their best shot. It's probably the best version of Schwarber they'll ever have, and he might be gone anyway. It's the best version of Wheeler they've ever had. This is their best shot to go win a World Series, and I believe Dombrowski's going to make a big move. Do you expect it? Hugh does not.
No.
I do. I expect it. Kyle, welcome back. Do you expect a big move from Dave Dombrowski?
I do. It feels like the timing is just right this season. Like you said, not only does this feel like might be their best shot, it might be one of their last shots with the team is constructed. Kyle Schwarber is going to be a free agent. Romuto, Suarez, like things are going to look a lot different, I think, next season. And I think what's standing out to me is that the past few seasons, the messaging around what Dave Dombrowski was going to do was more just based off of like, well, this is his history. Like, this is the kind of guy that Dave Dombrowski is. Now it feels almost like it's like reporting in a way. Yep. Like they're like, Dave Dombrowski is about to be aggressive. Like, look out for Dave Dombrowski to be aggressive. I just think the way that it's being reported seems a little bit different for me this season.
I'm confused.
Why?
Because wasn't it reported he was going to make some big moves last
year?
Well,
no, but I mean, I think what I was saying was
it was more speculatory.
Yeah, right.
I see what you're saying.
That was based on just what they thought they knew about Dave Dombrowski.
Gotcha.
This feels like more like they're hearing something
that he's loading up
to do something. It seems a little bit different for me.
Okay, I got you. I got you. To me, it just feels like his lip service. Go ahead, back.
Well, you know, Hugh, if they don't do anything, then it is lip service because then it will be four straight years where they're in contention and there's no star coming, moving, or going. And just think about, to Kyle's point on the reporting, think of some of the names they've been connected to. And last year there was a little bit, but this year there's more of it. Classe and Duran from the Twins and the other Duran who we saw last night in a home run off of Wheeler. Like, these are star players. These are all-star caliber players. Mason Miller. These are stars. I mean, it will take, and I know, you know, everyone wants to hold on to all the prospects, but to get one of these guys, it's going to take some combination of their best prospects, whether that be Aiden Miller or Crawford or whatever. I don't know what the combination is, but they're not getting these guys for the cost that they paid for Austin Hayes last year.
Yeah.
This is real stuff.
True. Right. And I didn't have the same takeaway, I think, as a lot of people did here in the Middleton thing, because it sounds like Hugh heard that and was like, he's sort of trying to soften the landing a little bit if we don't make a big move.
That's how I think.
He's more just warning everybody, like, while we're going to do this, this isn't going to guarantee us winning a World Series.
And he's right on that, too.
Right.
I mean, look what happened.
But I feel like that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But when you say it like that, it feels to me like you're basically saying that, hey, there's no guarantees to winning a World Series. And, you know, even if we make the moves, it's not guaranteed to happen. So that's kind of how I read it.
I think you and I heard it similarly, Hugh. I heard it as almost like a soft landing. That if we don't make a move, like, hey, those moves don't always lead to the World Series anyway. Yeah. I do wonder how much of Dombrowski being less aggressive since he got here is Middleton. I mean, Hugh, you may have read that perfectly. Maybe Middleton is like, yeah, I want to win a World Series. But you know what I also like? I like that 2 million people have come to the games this year already. I like being in contention. So there's that, you know, like the angel on one shoulder, devil on the other. I mean, deep down, I'm sure Dombrowski wants to go for it. That's who Dave Dombrowski is. Mm-hmm. He's been that way for four decades in Major League Baseball. It's why he's been, you know, you kind of consider Dombrowski a closer. Like, you have a good team, you bring in Dombrowski, boom.
He gets things done.
But here with the Phillies, he's been more tepid. I wonder if some of that has been Middleton saying to him, like, hey, we got to protect our farm system. I just look at it as it's now or never. This team, this is their shot. Even last night, you know, you can look at last night in one of two ways. You could say, same old Phillies, or you could say, man, if they get one more bat and one more arm, they can win. Like, I didn't even think Wheeler was his best last night, and he dominated. That's how good that guy is. The Phillies have enough. If they add the right people, they could go win the World Series. And if I'm Dombrowski, I can't imagine sitting around 10 years from now when I'm retired and say, I didn't really try hard enough with the Phillies. I would regret it.
Especially if you look at, like, the playoff field right now. Is there one team in the league that you would say, like, wow, like, how is anyone going to beat them in the postseason?
No.
It feels like every team that's right there is one or two of the right moves away from putting themselves over the top and being that team.
I think you can make a case that the World Series is going to be determined in the next 9 days. Like, whoever makes the right moves could win the World Series now, you know, in July. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. You know, we all want the Phillies to do something big and help the team and move the needle. Are you expecting it, though? Are you expecting the Phillies to make a big move? And I think we all know a big move when we see it and hear it. You're like, when the notification comes down, when the breaking news comes down on WIP, you'll know. I mean, we all know what we're talking about. That's not Austin Hayes. That's not Rodolfo Castro. It's not Michael Lorenzen. Those are not big moves. Big move? That's a star closer. Big move is a huge bat to add to this lineup. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
So, we're back on track again here, repeating yesterday. Hugh speaking facts and wisdom, and Joe's off in La La Land, in a Lost in Candy Land or somewhere. But let me understand this. So both you guys seem to be in alliance in this. You think we need to make some sort of move because we can't rely on catcher's interference to win games in extras?
But the two walk-off wins they've had in extras the last month, one was all those bunts against the Cubs. And then I think we need a more sustainable way to score some runs here, Chris.
Hugh, if you would bet $2 on those odds, man, you probably wouldn't be coming into work today.
I bet $2. I just made a parlay. I put the parlay
for tonight.
Yeah, I got the Phillies.
You got the Phillies beating Dick Fitz tonight.
I got Dick Fitz. He's not gonna have a good night.
Okay,
guys, you guys have said a lot of the right stuff. Dave has never made a big move at the trade deadline since he's been here. And let's logically think about this. Joe's favorite question or Joel's favorite question? Why? Middleton is clearly not allowing him to do what he normally does. They are in agreement. They're following this process. Middleton is not going to let him make another splash again. He said it. He said along the lines of he doesn't want another five-year desert-style drought of talent again. He criticized Ruben for emptying out the farm system and for what? So I don't think they're going to do it. You guys mentioned Mason Miller. He's going to cost too much. And by the way, Mason Miller does remind me of an ex-Philly. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Billy Wagner, but that's, you know,
I see it. Yeah, like a right-handed Billy Wagner. I mean, yeah, the 100 miles an hour effortlessly. I see it. Yep.
Yep. So, but guys, can we pivot to something? Because we really need to launch an investigation here.
Uh-oh. I need we do that on this show. So what can we help you with? Yeah.
I need some answers. Mm-hmm. Kyle takes vacation and does God knows what, and then takes off yesterday mm-hmm. for an extended weekend? Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, he told us where he was going. I don't know, it might be an open and shut case.
So listen, we question Hugh's shenanigans and what he does on his vacations all the time. I really think we need to find out what Kyle's been really up to.
Everyone knows what I've been up to. if you were paying attention.
I don't think you're being truthful here, Kyle.
Okay.
What you lying, Kyle?
There's a conspiracy going on here, and I'm just tipping you guys off to this. So, Joe and Hugh, you need to have an on-air conversation with Kyle's D-A-D. Start the investigation.
Chris, appreciate it. What was the chant there?
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, again, whenever Mr. Quinn calls, we take his call. I mean,
that's out of respect.
Unfortunately,
yeah, we haven't heard. I haven't. Did he join the show when I was on my vacation?
No.
Oh, then he hasn't been on for a while.
He has. It's been a little while.
I'm sure we'll hear from him soon. David in Westchester, what's up, David?
Dave.
I want to talk to Mr. Quinn again. He's funny.
He's the best. He's one of my favorite callers, especially because he joins us typically like a regular caller, like he's got a take on the Eagles or Phillies, and then all of a sudden he's just
going on.
Nobody needs that.
Yeah, it's great.
He just pops up, and then you hear about Kyle's love socks. It's great.
It's great.
It's great for everyone but Kyle, who has to deal with that.
Hey, have you seen like the reports, though? Speaking of Ada Miller, everything I'm reading, the Phillies are the front runner. And I'm telling you,
Mason Miller. Now we may have to trade Aiden Miller for Mason Miller, which would be a seamless Miller for Miller kind of deal. Yeah,
yeah, yes. A two Miller trade would be fine with me. Because like Chris just said, he reminds me of Billy Wagner, and he's a young Billy Wagner. You know, you're getting him in the prime of his career, and to have that, I would almost forego the outfield bat just to get that. I mean, not all the way, but I'd be a little more happy because at the trade deadline, I took off work next Thursday because, last year I got sent home because I was so miserable because they didn't do anything. And
You're getting ahead of it this year. You're just taking the day off.
I'm already anticipating defeat. I really am. And it's really a horrible feeling as a fan, they took the season away from my twisted little mind because I won't go down there. But if they would do a big splash, I swear to God, Joe, I'd be on StubHub tomorrow just buying up all the tickets I could get. And so I do expect them to do something, but I'm not counting on it.
Well, and David, it's an interesting perspective, and we appreciate you taking the day off to have your own mental health taken care of next Thursday. I do expect him to make a move.
Gotta take care of yourself, though.
But, he said, Hugh, David said that he's anticipating something, and he hopes he doesn't feel like crap afterwards. I do think there's another element that we haven't spoken much about that goes with the deadline and, like, the psyche of the team. I feel like Dombrowski can give the team a boost. We've seen it all year. The Phillies have, for lack of a better term, maybe lack some energy this year. It's felt like almost like it's like a sequel, but never gets to the point where it feels like the original. Like it feels like the energy's been off with this team this year, right? Their pitching's good enough that they win a lot, but the energy's been weird this year. This could give them a boost. Like if they go get a star player, a star relief pitcher, or a star bat in the outfield, I feel like that's to me, Hugh, that would be Dombrowski saying to the guys that are here, I believe in you. Go ahead. Here's some jet fuel. Go win the World Series. And if he doesn't do anything, if I'm in that clubhouse, I'm like, man, he didn't help us. Like I it would bother me if I was a player and they didn't add something significant.
I hear what you're saying, but I feel like they might feel like they have enough. They just need to put it together.
Well, they're delusional then.
Yeah, they feel like they have enough and they just need to put it together. And that's kind of how this team has been moving. When you talk about the non-moves, I know that Bohm was one of those moves that early in the season, before the season started, I should say, that they were trying to make. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. So now he's here. And when you talk about the approach and how they tried to change the approach, they feel like they have enough. Just add a little fringe pieces here and there. They feel like they got the tools and the guys on this team that can make it happen, especially with the pitching being what it is this year.
But they've thought that for three straight years, and or at least the last two. 2020,
you said the vibes were off, huh?
It does feel like, it just feels like there's a lack of excitement and energy to this team this year. Yeah, the vibes
Kyle
are off.
Kyle knows where I'm going with this.
I mean, hold on.
Kyle knows where I'm going with this.
What?
You know I'm going with this.
Do
the
I?
Vibes are off. You said the vibes were off.
Oh, yeah. No one cares about Stubbs.
I'm just saying.
No one cares about Stubbs. You're going to be the
lonely one. Hey, so glad Kyle's back.
Imagine if they don't make a big move and they call Stubbs up the next day. And
that's
he's the like,
big move.
He was like, now the vibes are back.
Listen, I'm just saying, curse
on the air.
I'm just saying. You said it. I did. You just said they look like they're missing something.
Yeah. I mean, like a guy that can hit the ball in the ballpark, not Garrett Stubbs.
One of the most exciting wins of the season was a walk-off catch interference. Meanwhile, the Dodgers had a 3-run inside the park walk-off home run.
I know. It's ridiculous. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you join us. Do you expect the Phillies to make a big move? We all hope they do. Like, that's obvious.
Got your fingers crossed.
Do you expect it? Are you expecting the Phillies to bring in a big piece between now and the trade deadline, July 31st? All right, we'll get more into last night's game and their offensive struggle against a pitcher that had a 6 ERA coming tonight. And an interesting article recently from Matt Gelb on the Phillies' approach and how they think it's affected them, both the good and the bad so far this season. That's coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.